Hello, no BS. How's everybody doing today? Everybody good? I'm good. We have beautiful weather. It's Monday. Just a good day. Today's a good day. All right. Hello. Hello, Mary. So here's what we're going to do. Sweet Leslie Williams is going to tap with me tonight. You can go ahead and raise your hand so that when I finish my little comments, we will get you rolling. Anybody here been on a tapping call before? Y'all know what tapping is? Going to use our fingertips. We're going to touch these energy meridians, these nervous system energy meridians on our face and on our upper body. When we tap on these places, these are acupuncture points, right? When we tap on these places, sends a signal to our amygdala, which is this little like bean-shaped place in the center of your brain that activates your threat response. So, when you hear a loud noise and you go, right? Your amygdala has activated. It's your threat detector. So what tapping does is it calms the amygdala and allows you to calm your nervous system, which then also calms your urges to eat and all the other things. So tapping is very cool, very cool. So if you've watched a call before, you know what I'm talking about. As we work through the points, I would invite you to tap along with us because you can either write down an intention for your tapping or you can silently tap along. You will also receive the benefits, even though I'm directly coaching Leslie. Okay? Questions? Anybody have questions before we start? If you have questions as we go along, just hit up the Q&A. I will catch them on the backside of my coaching with Leslie. Okay? All right, Leslie, go ahead and get you started. Close that. Get myself going. There's your audio. Let's see if we can see your face. Hello.
Hello.
Right, I'm gonna turn you up. Can y'all hear? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So I know when you initially signed up to tap with me that you were anxious about a job loss.
Yes.
Right? And I'm assuming, guessing that anxiety is taken care of.
Somewhat, except for I still have trouble at night, like getting a good night's sleep because my heart rate is not settling down. And
Okay.
I'm attributing it to like anxiousness, and I don't know why.
Okay. You know what? That's perfect. That's perfect because, you're gonna let me, I guess you're gonna let me dig a little bit,
I
see what
guess
we find.
so.
So here's the thing with anxiety. If our amygdala is like, I don't know, very active, it's going to pick what we're gonna be anxious about. That threat detector is gonna be like, oh, we lost a job, that should be it. Oh, wait, a loud sound just happened, that should be it. Oh, wait, we don't see our favorite show on TV, that might be it. Right? So anxiety just kind of runs in the background. So what
Okay.
we want to do, if you're having trouble sleeping at night because you're anxious, what we want to do is see if we can figure out what we can tap on that's creating the anxiety. Okay?
Maybe it's just being anxious about having not having had good sleep.
Maybe.
I don't.
So what if we do this? Do you feel anxious right now?
I'm nervous more because I'm on the
Okay.
call.
And you're nervous because you're on a call. All right.
But
So tell me if you were to rate your nervousness from 0 to 10, not just like the pain scale, 0 being it's not there at all, 10 being like I can't control it, it's off the charts. Where would you put your nervousness?
6 or 7.
6 or 7. All right. What if our goal for this call, as we work on your anxiety, is to take this nervousness down to a 2? Okay. And as we work on the anxiety, we can also set a goal to have you set up with some sort of tapping sequence or protocol to use as you go to bed tonight.
Okay.
All right, as you're, because ultimately the big goal is for you to be able to sleep, right?
Well, it's not that I don't sleep, I sleep. It's just my heart rate stays elevated all night long. It never gets below 70 until the morning. And then I take a nap because I've been able to for the past 6 months. And then it lowers.
Okay. But talking about it right now, talking about this heart rate not lowering below 70, how do you feel about that?
It's makes everybody's like, oh, that's normal. No, it's not normal for me.
Okay. And when you say it's not normal for me, how does that make you feel?
That I just wish people would take me seriously and listen.
Okay. I want an emotion. Does it make you
Anger.
angry? There we go. All right. Not normal for me. So, do you track your heart rate?
My watch does, yes.
All right. So, last night, how low did it get? Or maybe tell me the last night it didn't go below 70.
Well, let's see. It's been above 70 since last Wednesday. That's the resting heart rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say last night is the most recent time it didn't go below 70?
Yeah.
Okay. And
So
who?
last night it shows my resting heart rate at 74.
Okay. Thank you. And who told you that's normal?
The doctor.
Doctor. When did he tell you that?
She told me last
See?
time I saw her a couple like a month or so ago.
Okay.
Oh, you know, anything between X and Y is normal. Like, well, not for me.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. We're going to start with tapping on the side of our hand. And you've watched a call before, but
Right.
for anyone who hasn't, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say some words. Leslie is going to tell me if I have gotten close enough to, but very, very close, if not using her own words. Okay. And then you're going to repeat after me, whatever I say. Okay. What did I ask you? Where do you rate the anger? 0 to 10?
6 or 7 again.
Okay, 6 or 7. And where do you feel the anger in your body?
My face.
In your face.
I feel like my cheeks get flush when you're.
And you're angry, feel it in your face. Okay, perfect. All right, you ready? Even though I feel this anger in my face,
Even though I feel this anger in my face.
just thinking about what the doctor said when I was at my appointment a month ago,
Just thinking about what the doctor said at my appointment about a month ago.
she said my resting heart rate was normal.
She said my resting heart rate was normal,
But it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Does that feel okay to say?
Yes.
All right. How about I deeply and completely accept myself? Okay,
I
maybe we'll get there. We'll start with I accept myself and how I feel. All right.
accept myself and how I
All
feel.
right. Even though I feel this anger in my face.
Even though I feel this anger in my face.
Just thinking about what the doctor said at my appointment a month ago.
Just thinking about what the doctor said about. At my appointment a month ago,
She said this heart rate was normal,
she said this heart rate was normal,
but it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Okay. You okay, Lessa? do this for me. Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't mind you being a little meditative. I just want to make sure we're good. Okay. Even though I feel this anger in my face.
Even though I feel this anger in my face.
Just thinking about my doctor appointment about a month ago.
Just thinking about my doctor appointment a month ago.
She said this heart rate was normal for me.
She said this heart rate was normal for me,
But it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Anger.
Anger.
Eyebrow points. Anger.
Anger.
Side of the eye. Anger.
Anger.
Under the eye. Anger. Anger.
Anger.
Under the nose. Anger.
Anger.
Into your mouth, anger.
Anger.
Collarbone points, anger.
Anger.
Now under your arm, anger.
Anger.
Okay. Now tell me, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is the anger?
It's lowering, probably about a 5, 4.
Okay. So it was a 6, 7. Now it's a 5 or 4. Is it still in your face?
Not as bad. It's more just a little bit.
Like on your cheeks? Is that what you're pointing to?
Yeah.
Around your cheeks? Okay. Anything else you're noticing about the anger?
No,
No?
I'm just noticing that I'm relaxing more.
Okay, let's do it again. Even though I feel this anger,
Even though I feel this anger,
I feel it in my cheeks.
I feel it in my cheeks.
Just thinking about what that doctor said at my appointment.
Just thinking about what that doctor said at my appointment.
She said my resting heart rate was normal.
She said my resting heart rate was normal,
But it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Well, that sound okay?
Yes.
Even though I feel this anger,
Even though I feel this anger,
I feel it in my cheeks.
I feel it in my cheeks.
Just thinking about my doctor appointment a month ago.
Just thinking about my doctor appointment a month ago.
She said my heart rate was normal.
She said my heart rate was normal,
But it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this anger in my cheeks,
Even though I feel this anger in my cheeks,
just thinking about my doctor appointment a month ago,
just thinking about my doctor appointment a month ago,
she said my heart rate was normal.
she said my heart rate was normal,
But it's not normal for me.
but it's not normal for me.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Okay, top of the head. Anger.
Anger.
Eyebrow points. Anger.
Anger.
Side of the eye. Anger.
Anger.
Under the eye. Anger.
Anger.
Under the nose. Anger.
Anger.
Under your mouth. Anger.
Anger.
Collarbone points. Anger.
Anger.
Under your arm. Anger.
Anger.
Okay, where are you now? 0 to 10 on the anger.
I mean, two. It's feeling more like a word, just a word.
Feeling like a word. That's interesting.
It's just a word now instead of a feeling, if that makes sense.
Okay. So if you think about your resting heart rate now, does anything else come up?
No.
You're okay with having a 74 resting heart rate, right? Nothing
No,
good there.
but I need to find ways to chill before bed so
Okay.
that it does.
Okay, tell me how you usually chill before bed.
I read, play on my phone.
Okay. You do this every night?
Pretty much.
All right. What are you reading?
I am usually Michael Conley books.
What I remember the author. I don't remember the genre. Is it detective or crime or something? Okay.
Crime.
And what are you scrolling?
Instagram.
Until you sound scrolling can get my heart rate up. Let's just say. So do you feel like that have you recently your heart rate's been up? Is this the bedtime routine you've always had? Was it the
No,
bedtime routine you had when your heart rate was down?
it isn't. Well, the scrolling is.
Okay.
I don't know that what, when, why it changed, when it changed. I just started like during this layoff period, unemployment period. I've taken back up reading because I felt like I had the time to do it.
Okay. Did the heart rate coincide with the layoff period?
Was up prior to that, so it could have been
Okay.
stress from work, and which in turn turned to stress from no work.
Okay, so now you bring up stress. Give me, just do this for me. Stress from work. Stress from no work. Which one was more stressful?
Probably the work,
Okay.
because I was really hating it. I mean, maybe hating is a strong word, really disliking it. And it's like I wanted to go out on my own terms, not like this.
Okay. Did you hate the work or did you hate the terms under which you left?
I hated the people at work sometimes and how they were.
Give me an example of something they did.
Oh, just the backstabbing.
They say something specifically or do something specifically. Just make something up. Give me just random example. One day somebody came in and pulled something off my desk and threw it in the floor.
No, not like that, but it like after I got laid off, I thought, okay, this was the plan all along that they were going to do. And armchair quarterbacking the last year prior to that was just like, oh, okay, just little things
Okay.
that you could tell that it just was, that was the plan. It felt like that was the plan all along. And I just got strung along.
Can you tell me again how when about you were laid off?
December 22nd.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. All right. So let's do this. Let's see what comes up, okay? When you think about December 22nd now and how it was their plan all along, do you have an emotion associated with that?
Yeah. Again, another, that's another, not quite anger, but just it pissed me off, which I
Okay.
guess that is anger.
Well, can you piss me off if you
Yeah,
want? All right.
because it was the delivery. It was the
Okay.
delivery. Instead of saying, "Hey, we're gonna lay you off," it was, "No, you're being terminated because the department's going in a new direction."
Okay.
It was, like I said, it was the delivery.
Okay. How strong is the pissed offness? 0 to 10.
At right at the moment,
Mm-hmm.
I 5-ish, because I've getting over it finally. I think finding a new job is helping that.
Yeah, I bet it is. Is this also in your face or your cheeks, or is it somewhere else? Pissed off.
Probably the same.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Even though I feel pissed off,
Even though I feel pissed off,
and I feel it in my face.
I feel it in my face.
Just thinking about December 22nd
Just thinking about December 22nd
and their delivery.
and their delivery
When they laid me off,
when they laid me off.
it was their plan. This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Oh, that sound okay?
Yes.
All right. Even though I feel pissed off and I feel it in my
Even
face,
though I feel pissed off, I feel it in my face.
just thinking about December 22nd.
Just thinking about December 22nd
And their delivery when they laid me off.
and their delivery when they laid me off.
This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel pissed off.
Even though I feel pissed off.
And just thinking, and I feel it, sorry, feel it in my face.
I feel it in my face.
Just thinking about December 22nd.
Just thinking about December 22nd
And their delivery when they laid me off.
and their delivery when they laid me off.
This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Eyebrow points. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Side of the eye. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under the eye. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under the nose. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under your mouth. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Collarbone points. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under your arm. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Okay. You said it was a five. Where is it now?
Three.
Three. Just.
Feeling like just a word.
Well, if you tell me two or three, I'm going to assume there's still a little bit there,
A
right?
little, but
Just a word
just.
sounds like it's like a zero. It's just totally neutral. So
It's
if there's,
getting to be just a word.
okay, so if there's still a little bit there, let's do it again. Is there anything about it that needs to be shifted or changed? Still feel it in your face? In your cheeks?
But just, yeah, it's getting smaller.
Okay. Even though I feel pissed off,
Even though I feel pissed off,
And I feel it in my cheeks.
I feel it in my cheeks.
Just thinking about December 22nd
Just thinking about December 22nd
and their delivery when they laid me off.
and their delivery when they laid me off.
This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
You ready to say, I deeply and completely accept myself yet?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it. Even though I feel pissed off,
Even though I feel pissed off,
and I feel it in my cheeks.
I feel it in my cheeks.
Just thinking about December 22nd.
Just thinking about December 22nd.
And their delivery when they laid me off.
And their delivery when they laid me off.
This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel pissed off,
Even though I feel pissed off,
I feel it in my cheeks.
I'm feeling my cheeks.
Just thinking about December 22nd
Just thinking about December 22nd
and their delivery when they laid me off.
and their delivery when they laid me off.
This was the plan all along.
This was the plan all along.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Top of the head. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Eyebrow points. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Side of the eye. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under the eye. Pissed off.
Pissed off.
Under your nose. Pissed off.
Stuff.
Under your mouth. Pissed off.
This stuff.
Collarbone points. Pissed off.
This stuff.
Under your arm. Pissed off.
This stuff.
Okay. 0 to 10 on the pissed off.
I think it's at a zero.
Okay.
So it does feel just like just a word now.
All right. Let's circle back to angry at the doctor.
Okay.
Where is that 0 to 10?
That's at a zero.
It's at a 0 too. All right. Now, if you were to go to bed right now, what do you think your resting heart rate might do?
I would hope it would.
You think there's a go ahead. You talk.
I think it would maybe come down. I'm hoping it will come down.
Okay. So
Especially if I do this little routine right before bed.
let's think forward to tonight. All right. We've cleared out pissed off and angry now, right? And we're getting ready to go to bed.
Okay.
So tell me this getting ready to go to bed routine. Let's say you go to the bedroom, start with going to the bedroom. Put on your pajamas, wash your face.
Yeah, take off the bra, socks, sit in bed.
Is this when you read?
Scroll, then read.
Scroll and read. Okay. And thinking forward, what are you feeling as you go to bed? Are you feeling anxious? Are you?
I don't know.
Let's pretend.
Pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm probably feeling a little anxious because I'm thinking about, am I going to get a good night's sleep?
Okay. All right. Okay. And the emotion when you think wonder if you're going to get a good night's sleep, it's anxious, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it anxious now? Wondering that?
Not right at the moment,
Not right at the
because
moment.
bedtime's in a couple hours,
All
so.
right. So tell me what you when you feel anxious at bedtime. Where does that, how high does that anxiety get? 0 to 10.
Mid range, six
Six,
ish.
six-ish. And where do you feel your anxiety?
Probably like in this area.
Next. Okay. But you feel calm about it now.
I do.
All right. As we talk about it and think about it in the future, it doesn't activate any emotions for you.
It's starting to a little bit.
It activating?
Like, am I gonna?
Yeah. Sometimes when we pay it a little bit of attention, it activates us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it anxious?
Yeah.
Is it chest? And how strong is it?
Four-ish.
All right. So let's see what this does. Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest. Can I say little? Is
Even though I,
that okay? I just
yeah,
added a word. Okay.
no, that's,
All
even though
right.
I feel a little anxious in
In
my
my chest.
chest,
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Am I gonna get a good night's sleep?
Am I going to get a good night's sleep?
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
All that okay? Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest,
Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest,
just thinking about bedtime tonight,
just thinking about bedtime tonight,
am I going to get a good night's sleep?
am I going to get a good night's sleep?
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest,
Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest.
just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Am I going to get a good night's sleep?
Am I going to get a good night's sleep?
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Do it one more time. Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest,
Even though I feel a little anxious in my chest,
just thinking about bedtime tonight.
just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Am I going to get a good night's sleep?
Am I going to get a good night's sleep?
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Anxious.
Anxious.
Eyebrow points. Anxious.
Anxious.
Side of the eye. Anxious.
Anxious.
Under the eye, anxious.
Anxious.
Under the nose, anxious.
Anxious.
Under the mouth, anxious.
Anxious.
Collarbone points, anxious.
Anxious.
Under your arm, anxious.
Anxious.
Okay. Where's the anxious feeling now? 0 to 10.
Two.
Two. Is it still anxious? Or is it some, did the feeling shift? Just checking in.
It might have shifted, but I just, I'm not, I've never been one for feelings, so it's hard to name
Okay.
them sometimes.
Well, it could, so I'll offer you a couple. You tell
Okay.
me if any of them fit. Anxious is fine,
Yeah.
okay? Worried, dread,
We're probably
concern.
worried.
Okay. All right. Same reason. Yeah. And if you put worried on a 0 to 10, where is that?
Probably the same of two-ish.
A two-ish. Okay. And where is worried in your body?
More of in the
In your shoulders?
yeah.
Okay. And just tell me again, just so I can make sure I have your words right. Why are you worried about bedtime tonight? Give me the words.
Worried that I'm not going to get a good night's sleep.
So define a good night's sleep for me.
Restful.
Restful. So, when your heart rate is 74, your sleep is not restful.
No.
Okay. All right. Even though I feel worried,
Even though I feel worried,
I feel it in my shoulders.
I feel it in my shoulders.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
That okay, Leslie? Even though I feel worried,
Even though I feel worried.
and I feel it in my shoulders.
I feel it in my shoulders.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
And wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I'm wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel worried,
Even though I feel worried,
I feel it in my shoulders.
I feel it in my shoulders.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight. I'm
And wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Worried.
Worried.
Eyebrow points. Worried.
Worried.
Side of the eye. Worried.
Worried.
Under the eye, worried.
Worried.
Under the nose, worried.
Worried.
Under your mouth, worried.
Worried.
Collarbone points. Worried.
Worried.
Under the arm. Worried.
Worried.
Okay. Where's worried? 0 to 10.
One-ish.
One-ish. Here's what I want you to do for me. I
Okay.
want you to take me through bedtime routine again. Step by step. I go in the bedroom. I do this. I do this. I do this. I do this. And I want you to tell me if worried goes up at all. Okay. So just walk me through it.
go into my room, set up my thing so I can lean up against the back of the bed, take off my bra, start reading or scrolling and reading. And then once I'm finished with that, lay down and try to go to, go to sleep and maybe a little.
A little. Where did it go up to?
Probably two.
Okay. So let's do it again. See if we can get it to come down and stay down, okay? So still, would you still call it worried? All
Yeah.
right. Still on your shoulders? Okay. Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders,
Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders.
it's thinking about bedtime tonight
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
and wondering if I'm going to get a good night's sleep.
I'm wondering if I'm going to get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay. Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders.
Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders.
Even though I feel worried and I feel it in my shoulders.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
Just thinking about bedtime tonight.
And wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Worried.
Worried.
Eyebrow points. Worried.
Worried.
Side of the eye, worried.
Worried.
Under the eye, worried.
Worried.
Under the nose, worried.
Worried.
Under the mouth, worried.
Worried.
Collarbone points, worried.
Worried.
Under your arm, worried.
Worried.
All right, 0 to 10.
One back down.
Back down to one. Okay. How's the anxious? Remember we started with anxious thinking about it?
I think that's at a zero.
Okay. All right. Do you think, well, let's do this first. We're going to wrap this up and then we're going to give you homework, okay? All right. Side of the hand. Describe the one for me, the worried. Is there something, is there, do you have any thoughts around that? Do you have any hopes around that? Describe that for me. Why is it so low?
Why is it so low?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just a little bit there still.
Okay. There's still a little bit of worry there.
Yes.
Just repeat after me.
There's still a little bit of worry there.
But we've done really good work today.
But we've done really good work today.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
And we're just left with a little bit of worry.
We're just left with a little bit of worry.
There's just a little bit of worry still there.
There's just a little bit of worry still there.
We've done good work today.
We've done good work today.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
And we're left with just a little bit of worry.
We're left with just a little bit of worry.
We've done good work today.
We've done good work today.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
We've worked through anger and anxious.
And we're left with just a little bit of worry.
And we're left with just a little bit of worry.
Okay, top of the head. Good work today.
Good work today.
Eyebrow points. Good work today.
Good work today.
Side of the eye. Anger's just a word.
Anger is just a word.
Under the eye. Pissed off is just a word.
Pissed off is just a word.
Under the mouth. Oh, sorry, under your nose. We've done good work.
We've done good work.
Under your mouth. Just a little bit of worry left.
Just a little bit of worry left.
Collarbone points. Done good work.
We've done good work.
Under your arm. Good work.
Good work.
So, what do you think your homework is? What do you think your assignment is? Let me tell you.
Yes, please.
That very, not the last tapping that we did, but the one before that. Identify the feeling. Could be anxious, could be worried, could be mad, whatever it is. And then I want you to say where it is and wondering if I'm going to get a good night's sleep. So you'll put together your own little statement. Even though I'm worried, wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I'm anxious, wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep, I accept myself and how I deeply and completely accept myself. Which one do you like better? Which one did you end up liking better?
I deeply.
Yeah, that feels good to say, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, so we'll put it all together now. Even though I feel
Even though I feel.
worried or anxious or whatever it is you're feeling, wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep tonight,
Wondering if I'll get a good night's sleep tonight.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I think you should do that if you feel the emotion at least 3 times. Go through the points. Okay, so you tap on the side of your hand 3 times, saying that, and then
Yeah.
saying the emotion as you go through the other points. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say you go to bed and you're like, chill. I'm not worried about this at all. This is gonna be awesome. I want you to silently tap through the points just to send your amygdala that sweet message that everything is nice and calm and we like it that way. Okay. And this is for everyone. Everyone on this call. Even if you're not worried, even if you're not anxious, you can silently tap at any time. It's like putting beautiful regulation into a bucket for you to draw from later. Okay? It's like a savings account, like a regulation savings account. Now, tell me what you think about all this.
It felt good. I feel calmer
Okay.
and hopeful.
Hopeful. You think you'll use it at bedtime?
I will.
That was our focus time. Of course, you can use it anytime, but I don't want to get too overwhelming. But
Right,
start
right.
at bedtime. Just and you can lay in bed and do it. You can sit in bed, whatever, put it right into that bedtime routine. I think I would do it right after you turn the light out. Doesn't that sound like a good time?
It does.
What questions do you
Does.
have?
Can't think of any at this moment, but if I do, I know where I can reach you.
That's right. You do. You do. Thank you.
No, thank you.
I hope it was helpful.
I think it was. Now,
Awesome.
I will check back with you and let you know.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Y'all were awful quiet. I don't see any questions. I don't see anything in the chat. Anybody have anything they want to say? Any questions? Any comments? Did you all tap along? I'm curious. Rosie says that was awesome. I took notes. Awesome. Anybody else have trouble sleeping that this might be helpful with? Lori says, do you just repeat the phrase once for the area of tapping? So you have your whole sentence on the side of your hand, even though I feel this and why. And then you only say the emotion as you tap through the points. Okay. Bess says it made me sleepy. That is, I'll tell you, Bess, that is the best compliment you can give me. Because if that made you sleepy, then it means you were really getting relaxed. Mary did it with a feeling of hurt. I've had the past couple of days really helped. Great. Great. Awesome. Charlotte, I missed the timing, so just saw a little bit. How do I rewatch? Friend suggested it that it helped me in letting go of my more of my weight as I travel and no BS up and experience. This will go into the replays. When does Missy post them? Tuesdays and Thursdays, maybe? So later this week, it'll go on the replays. It'll go on the podcast and in the private member podcast, and it will go up on the website. Kay says, can you explain the benefits? It is supposed to totally remove the emotion. It does not remove the emotion, Kay. It takes the intensity of the emotion down. So when you calm the amygdala, which is the threat detector in your brain, then it helps you process the emotion. It helps the emotion kind of work its way through. You understand it better. You tolerate it. Think about the phrase, I deeply and completely accept myself, or I accept myself and how I feel. When you resist an emotion or you try too hard to make it go away, you're just amplifying it. But when you allow it to be there and you relax into it and you tap into it, then the intensity comes down and it eases. Okay, so you're not taking the emotion away, you're just easing it. You're kind of easing it away. Does that make sense? Ah, thank you. Good. Wendy, I assume it will help with ruminating thoughts that I play over and over. Yes, it could. It could. Especially if you're very specific about what you're thinking about. Okay. So usually it helps to tie it to something, a specific event like I did with Leslie, that December 22nd, the time at the doctor, when she lays down to bed at night. Okay. Lori says, will this help with chocolate cravings? So yes, there is what I would do, Lori, is I would do one of two things. I would either identify why you have the craving, what is the stressor, right, that's causing the craving for you, and tap on the stressor, right? You can do that. And that might reduce the need for the craving because tapping on the stressor will take the temperature down on the stressor, right? Or you can actually think about how the craving feels in your body. Let's say, when I have a craving or an urge, I feel it like really tight in my shoulders. So even though I have this urge tight in my shoulders, just thinking about the chocolate in the cupboard, I deeply and completely accept myself. So you can this urge, you can describe the urge, right? It feels heavy in my shoulders. It's black. It's, smells like tar. What you can describe the urge and tap on it. So there's different things. That's what y'all, that's what I'm so excited about bringing this to you all in no BS, is there's so many different ways that we can calm your nervous system down so that it takes, as Kay says, takes the edge off your urges and cravings. That makes sense? Any other questions? Any other questions? Oh, there's a Q&A. Can you repeat what to do in this example? If we go to bed and feel okay, what do we say? Nothing. You just silently tap. Let me look at your name, Carla. You just silently tap. Just be silent. Just use those energy points to love on that amygdala a little bit. Say, I love it that, just thinking everything's nice and calm. Just silently tap through the points. You can also just tap on one point. Sometimes I'll sit at my desk and I'll just tap right here under my nose while I'm thinking about an Ask Coach's response or something like that. Yeah. I love it. I love the tapping. You're welcome. Any other questions? All right. If you have anything at all, you can tag me on Facebook, can email me. Anything you think you can think of, I've got you. You can also hit me up and ask coaches. You're welcome, Kim. I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right. Y'all take care, and I'll see you soon.